Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today we're going to talk about why is my child developing some odd habits? And specifically, we're going to talk about some touch sensitivities. So hello, my name is Christina. I am founder of The Impactful Parent, and every week I come on here and answer one of your questions live. If you have a question for me for next week, please direct message me on social media, or you can email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com, and all submissions are kept anonymous. But now back to our question. This week, our question reads, why is my child developing some odd habits? My child has always been a picky eater and sensitive to some clothes, but now it seems like the weird habits are getting worse. Now my child is chewing on their shirt nonstop and won't even let me hug them half the time. What is happening? All right. Thank you for submitting this question. And this is much more common than most people realize. And for that reason, I love this question. In fact, if you think that your child has some oddities or is growing into some weird habits, then this episode might just be for you. Let me start by saying that I'm not a doctor. So to get a true diagnosis of what is happening, you'll have to go to a healthcare professional. Still, it does sound to me like this child has some sensory sensitivities. So today I'm going to give you some signs that your child has tactile sensitivities and a few tips for how to deal with them. Now, touch sensitivities have many names. The most common names include neurological disorders, tactical defensiveness, or sensory processing disorder. Still, whatever you want to call it, touch sensitivities causes a child to overreact to a touch that shouldn't have that type of reaction. A lot of times you'll see touch sensitivities manifest themselves in the following ways. And I'm going to give you a whole list of different stuff. And as you're listening to me, think to yourself, does this sound like my child? Is it resonating with you? So let's see this list. Touch sensitivities. Well, it could be difficulty wearing clothing because they complain that the fabric is just too itchy or too rough. Kids being irritated by the clothing tags. Kids hating to wear socks because of the seams and how they bunch up in their shoes. Kids that have difficulty brushing their teeth due to toothpaste textures or bristles. Kids who can't get their hair cut, either because the barber touches them in a weird way with the razor or the scissors, or also those little tiny hairs that get on them due to a haircut. Kids that avoid crowds, big crowds, loud places, amusement parks, birthday parties, movie theaters, they'll avoid these places. It's basically anywhere that there are too many bright lights, loud noises, or just too much activity. A sign could be that kids will be avoiding finger painting, playing in the sand, playing with Play-Doh, or even avoid messy activities like cooking or gardening. Kids with sensitivities might be picky eaters due to food textures, or kids that avoid mixing foods together, or they don't like food with lumps. Sometimes kids with sensitivities don't like wind or rain or any other weather element touching their skin. Kids that don't like unexpected hugs or kisses or just any unexpected touch in general. Maybe you see your child rubbing off their hug or kiss that you gave them. And kids with sensitivities will instantly go into a flight or fight mode response with simple, non-threatening touches. Now, do you see a pattern in those examples? I hope you do, because these kids are overly sensitive to anything that touches them. For example, think of a simple touch like a hug, feeling like a bear is squeezing you. That could be one example. Most touch is exaggerated for kids with sensory sensitivities. Now, on a side note, I will also mention that this disorder has an opposite friend on the other side of the spectrum where the child is now sensory seeking, which means they're not getting enough sensory input and they actually want more touch. And if you're interested in learning more about that disorder, send me a quick message, let me know in the comments, and perhaps I can do that episode coming up next week. But I want to stick with this one right now. Now, oh, before I forget, a lot that disorder that is on the opposite end with sensory seeking, that one's actually often mistaken for ADHD, and it's not even ADHD related. So it's really important to know the difference. But back to sensory sensitivities. Now, sensory sensitivities don't affect your child's ability to learn. However, it does affect their ability to concentrate and take in information. That's why it's so important to diagnose this disorder early before your child has any academic challenges. The tactile system in their body also affects their emotional triggers in the brain. That is why overstimulating your child will cause them to cry at a drop of a hat or irritate them into a bad mood. When your child is overstimulated, they will go into a fight or flight mode, and certain touches will be seen as threatening. For example, if you give your child a light touch on the neck or a pat on the back, and they react in a flight response like, ah, get away from me, then you've just seen your child go into a flight mode. Or maybe your child hates the tags on their shirt because it's just so irritating to have an unwanted stimulus that your child cannot even think or concentrate on anything else because all they could do is feel the tag. All of these are signs that your child has touch sensitivities. So, what can parents do to help a child with touch sensitivities? I'm going to give you a rapid fire list of things that you can try. But be sure to listen or watch this video, however you're consuming this content right now, if you need to write anything down, because I'm going to go through them kind of quick. All right, first thing you can do, ask your child if you can give them a hug or a kiss. Don't give them an unsolicited or surprised touch. It's better if they know what's coming. Second, tell family members that your child has these sensitivities and also ask them not to give a surprise touch. Now, this is especially important around the holidays when the stimulation around them is already very high, because sometimes that big hug or pinch on the cheek from grandma can make your child just go over the top. Another thing you can do is use weighted backpacks, weighted blankets, and other weighted accessories to help ground your child and make them feel good. You can also touch a child more firmly instead of softly. Now, don't hurt your child, but touch them with a firmer feel rather than a light graze. It'll be accepted a little bit better. You can ask your teacher to have your child go first or last in line when they're lining up for things in school. This will avoid others bumping into them unexpectedly. Of course, you can cut out the tags of their clothing or buy tagless clothing, which would be even better. Consider using plates that separate their foods, and be aware that your child might not like lumps in their food. So from time to time, pureeing might be what you need to do. Definitely avoid tickling your child. And my favorite thing to do for a sensory sensitive child is to create a corner in their room or in your house where it's a safe space for them, where they can get away when they're very stimulated and they just need a place to calm down. Maybe it's a tent or a dark room, but create a quiet space with dim light or even a red light bulb and have soothing tactical comfort tools in that space, like soft pillows. Ask your child to partake in some heavy work. It could also help regulate them when they're feeling oversensitive. And heavy work is any type of activity that pushes or pulls against the body. So heavy work activities can help kids with processing issues feel more centered. So the next time you have some heavy boxes or really heavy books around the house, just ask them to carry them around. Sometimes also oral stimulation will help a child be distracted from whatever's irritating them, and instead they'll focus on the oral activity happening in their mouth. So what I mean by this is allowing your child to have gum or a lollipop in order to calm themselves down or even to concentrate at school. And lastly, look into a method called Wilbarger brushing. Basically, Wilbarger brushing uses a special brush to calm your child. You brush your child's arms and legs with this brush several times a day, followed by joint compressions to regulate their system again. The technique is really simple, and occupational therapists use this technique all the time. I've used it myself with my own son, but I highly suggest that you look into it yourself so that you can see if it's the right fit for you and your family. And I hope that helps you today understand all these sensitivities that your child might have. And again, so super common. You are not alone. So there's a lot of information out there for you. Now, if you have a question for me for next week, please submit it. Direct message me on social media, email me at theimpactfulparent@gmail.com, and maybe I'll pick your question to answer live next week. And if you haven't gone to theimpactfulparent.com to check out all the free resources and paid programs that I have to offer, I don't know what you're waiting for. Get over there right now and take a look at it. There's lots of more free resources and, of course, paid programs like my behavior management program, which helps kids with big emotions regulate their big emotions. So that helps with kids with super sensitivities also. And there's a drug program in there, lots of different stuff. Check it out. Go take a look. And until next time, you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Have a great day.